This is Twit.
I think that every single video conferencing, video meeting application should exist in some function on these silly smart displays that many of us have. You got a webcam, you got a microphone, you got speakers, and you got a big old screen, or a small screen, but still relatively large screen. And all those things combined to make for kind of a great experience for doing video conferencing. And Zoom is the latest to join the pack. It's coming to Nest, to Echo, and to Facebook Portal. For those of you, for you mere mortals who bought Facebook Portals, it is also coming to your platform, as it were. And like I said, I think this is great. I love the idea of having, if I'm going to be doing all these stinking video conferences from home, give me more places to do it, please.
Yes, this seems like a very logical conclusion. And kind of like the interesting angle for this story, too, is that Facebook Portal is opening up to more than just the Facebook methods of communication. And so now it's more of a generalized smart display. I did see some people talking on Twitter, too, how this makes a lot more sense than the $600 Zoom video conferencing screen that they made. So I'm curious if, or I'm curious how well that sold. Because this is a few weeks later, they're like, okay, that didn't work. So maybe we need to go everywhere else. And also, now as we record this, this is hot on the heels of, there was like a major Zoom outage this morning because everybody who's at back to school all signed in at the same time, and then everything crashed. So I saw a couple of like school districts in the Bay Area all recommend Google Meet in all, as an alternate. So Google's getting some free promotion there. But now people can do it on all of their smart displays. So this seems just pretty, we've talked about the smart displays in the past and the having video conferencing on all of them. And it just makes a lot of sense because we'll be able to have those conversations a little more casually and have a special device for it. And then you can kind of like go away when you're done, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the thing. The go away, I think, is important because there have been a few companies trying to create an always on display to recreate the in-person experience. So you have this thing in your house that's always watching you with other people watching you. And I get it. I get the idea there. And I think that in an office environment, I do like that idea. If you are going into the office and, you know, you've got part of your group in another country or something like that, or, you know, across the United States, whatever it happens to be. And it's sort of a window into that space too. And you can have, you know, casual conversations or what have you. But I don't know, in practice, I feel like a lot of those things don't end up working out how they were expected to work out. I used to work for a news organization, and we started opening up offices in other places, and I remember the managers and the director of news at the time just sort of this wide-eyed belief that, oh, and we're going to have these windows into the DC office and the Denver office, and it never happened. It actually never happened at all. It didn't come to fruition because it's not an easy thing to get right, and I think that it kind of proves time and time again that the best thing to do there is just to have the, it works for now and then it goes away. You just do your video call and then you hang up the phone.
I've always been totally sold on that. I remember I just found the article from 2012 of a service called Perch for iPad 2 that would, you would mount an iPad on the wall, and then in the other office there would be an iPad on the wall, and it used like face detection so that if you weren't looking at it and up close, it would mute everything. And that was always really cool. But pretty sure it's not around anymore.
This was from 2000 what?
2012. So it's been, the portal idea has been around for a while.
And if you go to perch.co, you still have to sign up to be notified about the technology.
I don't think it ever got out of the concept video. But we had, I worked at VaynerMedia, and we had a Skype portal that we used between offices for a while. And I remember setting that up some mornings, like not every day, but it was kind of nice. We had, it only really worked when there was like a less than 100 people in the company, I think. But then And it was always like somebody would be over there like, hello, trying to get the attention of somebody on the screen, and it's muted. And so like nobody knew it. What was going on. But
man,